რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. კიევში აფეთქების შედეგად დაიღუპა უკრაინის ეროვნული გვარდიის წევრი. ბაქოში მოსამართლემ საბოლოო სიტყვა შეაწყვეტინა ჟურნალისტ ხადიჯა ისმაილოვას. ექსტრემისტულმა ჯგუფმა ისლამურმა სახელმწიფომ 200-მდე ადამიანი დააკავა დასავლეთ ერაყში. უკრაინის ეროვნული გვარდიის ერთი წევრი დაიღუპა და ბევრი დაიჭრა კიევში პარლამენტის შენობის წინ გამართული საპროტესტო აქციის დროს. ძალადობა მოჰყვა ნაციონალისტების მიერ მოწყობილ დემონსტრაციას მაშინ, როცა დეპუტატები განიხილავდნენ პრეზიდენტ პეტრო პოროშენკოს მიერ წარმოდგენილ კანონპროექტს, რომლითაც იზრდება ავტონომიის ხარისხი აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინის ზოგიერთ მონაკვეთში მოქმედი პრორუსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტებისთვის. შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრის არსენ ავაკოვის განცხადებით, გვარდიის წევრი დაიღუპა სავარაუდოდ ხელყუმბარის აფეთქების შედეგად. დაჭრილია 90-ზე მეტი პოლიციელი, ერთ-ერთმა აფეთქების შედეგად ორივე ფეხი დაკარგა. კიევის პოლიციის განცხადებით დაკავებულია ხელყუმბარის სროლაში ეჭმიტანილი მამაკაცი. შეხლოშემოხლის დროს დააკავეს კიდევ 30 დემონსტრანტი. მანამდე ვრცელდებოდა ცნობა, რომ უსაფრთხოების ძალებმა დემონსტრანტების დასაშრელად გამოიყენეს ხელკეტები და პილპილის სპრეი. კანონპროექტი პირველი მოსმენით მიიღეს. მას რეგისტრირებული 368 პარლამენტარიდან 265 მიემხრო. კანონპროექტი პრეზიდენტმა პოროშენკომ წარმოადგინა იმ პირობების გათვალისწინებით, რომლებიც ჩამოყალიბებულია თებერვალში მინსკში მიღწეულ საზავო შეთანხმებაში. უკრაინის საკონსტიტუციო ცვლილების კანონპროექტი შეიცავს პუნქტს, რომელიც ამბობს, რომ დონეცკისა და ლუგანსკის რეგიონების გარკვეულ ტერიტორიებზე ადგილობრივი თვითმმართველობის განხორციელებას მოაწესრიგებს საგანგებო კანონი. კანონპროექტი 11 დეპუტატმაც გააპროტესტა. რადიკალური პარტიის და პოლიტიკური ალიანსის სვაბოდას წევრები სკანდირებდნენ: სირცხვილი, სირცხვილიო. საკონსტიტუციო ცვლილებების მეორე მოსმენით მისაღებად სუმცირე 300 დეპუტატის მხარდაჭერა იქნება საჭირო. ცნობილმა აზერბაიჯანელმა გამომძიებელმა ჟურნალისტმა და რადიო თავისუფლების კორესპონდენტმა ხადიჯა ისმაილოვამ ბაქოში გამართულ სასამართლოზე დაუმორჩილებელი განცხადებები გააკეთა და თქვა, რომ ეკონომიკური დანაშაულების ბრალდებით მისი გასამართლება ვერ ჩაკლავს მის სულისკვეთებას და ვერც მის საქმიანობას შეაჩერებს. ისმაილოვამ, რომელიც აცხადებს, რომ მისთვის საყენებული ბრალდებები პოლიტიკურადაა მოტივირებული, სასამართლოს ბრალი დასდო ბრალდებების შეთითხნაში მისი ციხეში გაშვების და მთავრობის მაღალ ეშელონებში კორუფციის გამოძიების შესახებ საქმიანობის შეწყვეტის მიზნით. მე შეიძლება ციხეში ვიყო, მაგრამ ჩემი საქმე გაგრძელდებაო, თქვა ისმაილოვამ იმ ტექსტის თანახმად, რომელიც მას წინასწარ ჰქონდა მომზადებული და რომელიც რადიო თავისუფლებამ მოიპოვა. მოსამართლემ განსაშილ სიტყვაში აწყვეტინა, როგორც კი ისმაილოვამ ახსენა პრეზიდენტის ილჰამ ალიევის სახელი, პროკურორმა მოსამართლეს მოუწოდა მისთვის აღარ მიეცა სიტყვის გაგრძელების უფლება. სახელმწიფო პროკურატურა ისმაილოვასთვის 9 წლით ითხოვს თავისუფლების აღკვეთას. 31 აგვისტოს მოსამართლემ განაჩენის გამოცხადება 1 სექტემბრისთვის გადადო. თალიბანმა 31 აგვისტოს აღიარა, რომ 2 წელიწადზე მეტი დროის განმავლობაში მალავდა თავისი ლიდერის მოლა ომარის სიკვდილის ფაქტს და დაადასტურა, რომ ის 2003 წელს გარდაიცვალა, როგორც ეს ავღანეთის დაზვერვამ გამოაცხადა პირველად. ექსტრემისტული დაჯგუფება ამ წლის ივლისის შათვლით არცელებდა განცხადებებს მოლა ომარის სახელით, რომელიც საჯაროდ არ გამოჩენილა მას შემდეგ, რაც 2001 წელს ქაბულში დაემხო თალიბანის ხელისუფლება. თალიბანის განცხადება პირველად ასახელებს მოლა ომარის გარდაცვალების ზუსტ თარიღს, 2013 წლის 23 აპრილს. თალიბანის ლიდერის შემცვლად მოლა მანსური დასახელდა, რომლის ბიოგრაფიაშიც ნათქვამია, რომ თალიბანის და რელიგიის სწავლულების უზენაესმა მართველმა საბჭომ გადაწყვიტა ფართო საზოგადოებისგან დაემალა მოლა ომარის გარდაცვალება. იქვე ნათქვამია, რომ ამ გადაწყვეტილების მთავარი მიზეზი იყო ნატოს განცხადება, რომ ავღანეთში 2014 წლის ბოლოსთვის დაასრულებდა თავის საბრძოლო მისიას. დასავლეთ ერაყში მდებარე ექსტრემისტული ჯგუფის ისლამური სახელმწიფოს კონტროლის ქვეშ მყოფი ქალაქის მერი აცხადებს, რომ ექსტრემისტებმა დააკავეს 200-მდე მოსახლე, რომლებმაც მონაწილეობა მიიღეს ჯგუფის წინააღმდეგ გამართულ იშვიათ საპროტესტო აქციაში. იორდანიის საზღვართან ანბარის პროვინციაში მდებარე ქალაქ რუთბას მერის იმად ალ-რიშავის თქმით, მოსახლეობა ძალიანაა შეშელებული, ვარაუდით, რომ ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლები დახოცავენ დაკავებულებს. რიშავის თქმით, რუთბაში არეულობა 29 აგვისტოს დაიწყო, როცა ექსტრემისტებმა მოკლეს ადგილობრივი მცხოვრები, რომელსაც თემებში დიდი ხნის განმავლობაში მოქმედი სისხლის აღების წესის გამო ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლი ჰყავდა მოკლული. ადგილობრივი მოსახლის მკვლელობა ასობით ადამიანმა გააპროტესტა, რასაც შეხლა-შემოხლა მოჰყვა ექსტრემისტებთან. ანდარის პროვინციის ერთ-ერთი ოფიციალური პირის თქმით, 100-ზე მეტი დემონსტრანტი ექსტრემისტებს დაშის მიზნით 24 საათის განმავლობაში ბოძებზე ჰყავდათ მიბმული. სხვები კი დააკავეს და დაუდგენელ ადგილას წაიყვანეს. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to Border Crossings and welcome to the start of a brand new week. If you would like to join the show, call 202-619-2077. Our studio phone line, which is open right now for your calls and dedications, 202-619-2077. It's another week, and here we are together once again for an hour of requests. ZK Fakadu requested this song. It's a song that comes from Tupac and Dr. Dre, and it's called California Love. California Love. Crossings, and that is California Love. It's Tupac featuring Dr. Dre and a request from ZK Fakadu, who's listening to our show. And very interesting. I'll tell you, it's a busy Monday. Dr. Dre issued a sincere public apology to all women that he has, I guess, hurt over the years. It's kind of an interesting. He said, to the women I've hurt, on Friday he said this, I offer my humblest apology. He asked for forgiveness. And then, you know, we get into some interesting information that we really hadn't heard much about, but now dirt starts circulating about, you know, there's a singer, Terry B, who was once on the rap label with Dr. Dre and apparently punched her in the face back in the day. And there's a lot of talk about that and his assaults on women, and kind of ugly, getting kind of ugly. But nonetheless, Dr. Dre is back with a new album after a number of years away. And, of course, the film Straight Outta Compton about N.W.A. includes a story about him, because he was a part of N.W.A. The film was number one again at the box office. It's brought in about $100 million so far in ticket sales. Plus, Dr. Dre's new album, Compton, a soundtrack, is now number three on the Billboard album charts, followed by N.W.A.'s debut album, Straight Outta Compton, which originally came out in 1988, but has been re-released, and it's surfaced back to the top of the charts. So, a little bit of interesting news about Dr. Dre and N.W.A. and Straight Outta Compton, and of course, there's lots and lots of news about the VMAs, the MTV Video Music Awards show last night. My, oh my, it was like watching a, you know, Worldwide Wrestling Federation SmackDown. Ah, my goodness. Kanye West got the Vanguard Award for, you know, Artist of the Year or Entertainer of the Year. What is it? Lifetime Achievement, I guess it is, the MTV Lifetime Achievement Award. And he went on with an 11-minute thank you speech in which he announced his candidacy for President of the United States. So what the heck is Kanye drinking? I don't know what's going on. And, you know, there was some other interesting moments. Apparently, Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift have patched up their differences. They performed together on stage. They hugged. They looked real cozy. But then again, Nicki Minaj not too happy with Miley Cyrus, who came out publicly and kind of dissed Nicki about the comments she made about Taylor Swift and the Anaconda video not being nominated for Video of the Year. So, it got ugly. Nicki was ready for a smackdown. She came up there to get her award, and she gave such a dirty look to Miley Cyrus, who was hosting the award show, and they cut off Nicki's mic because they were afraid what she was going to say. What was coming out of her mouth was had to be censored, but Anyway, Taylor Swift, a big winner from last night. I'll tell you all about the awards as we go through the hour. So hang around with us here on Border Crossings. We welcome you to our Monday show. Here's a request from Yonatan Mulugeta from Ethiopia. And this is called Better Than Today. It's Don Williams on Border Crossings. Tomorrow
with Larry London on VOA 1.
Crossings, Justin Timberlake, and a request from Tiki Tafari, What Goes Around. Justin's been spending a lot of time out of the spotlight these days. He is at home helping his wife, Jessica Biel, take care of their baby boy, Silas Randall, who was born this past year. Justin became a daddy. My name is Larry London, and I thank you for tuning in on the Monday Border Crossings program. Amara Henry is listening to us. He checked in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Solomon Agustru Shabugri has joined the show from Nigeria. Augustino Jao Jose says, hi, I am tuned in. Fel Bell listens to Border Crossings. And Piti Natalino is listening. That's a new name from Ethiopia. Piti Natalino. We're glad you're with us. Thanks to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Donnie in Ethiopia says, I'm happy listening. Juliet and Narnar Jolie checked in from Ghana. We welcome everybody to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up, we got a request from Ermias Yamane, who is listening to our show and in the mood to hear JoJo. JoJo won the MTV Best New Artist Video Music Award back in 2004 when she became the youngest pop artist to reach number one at 13. Other artists have done it at 14, but she was only 13 when she sang the song Leave, Get Out. JoJo is coming back. She has a brand new album. It's been many, many years since we last heard from her. She's been involved in a legal battle with a record company trying to get out of her contract. She finally got out. She's signed now with Atlantic. She's got a new CD, and she hopes to put it out before the end of this year. Ermias, here's your JoJo request. And by the way, her real name is Joanna Levesque. JoJo was okay when she was 13, but not anymore. She's 24. She wants to be known as Joanna. And this song is Too Little, Too Late.
Come with me, stay the night. Just say the words, the boy, don't feel right. What do you expect me to say? Take my hand and you say you've changed. But boy, you know you're begging, don't fool me. Because to you, it's just a game. So let me on down. This time has made me strong. I'm starting to move on. I'm gonna say this now. Too little, too late. Mm-hmm. I was young and in love. I gave you everything, but it wasn't enough. And now you wanna communicate. Go find someone else and let you go. I'm loving myself. You got a problem, but don't come asking me for help.
Crossings, JoJo from New Jersey, and a little too late from her collection. And JoJo is not hesitant or reluctant to admit that she grew up poor. She had no money. Her family had no money. Her mom was working as a maid, cleaning houses when she was a young girl growing up. And she said, often I'd go with my mom and help clean the houses. And then at 13, she struck gold when she hit number one with that song and finally got out of the record contract with Madonna's record label, Black Ground Records. She met Madonna. Madonna loved her, signed her, but, you know, they just kind of never really developed her or promoted her or released her music. So it was a very frustrating situation for her to be in the last half dozen years. And so she finally got out of the record contract. She doesn't have a new title for the new album yet, or at least she has it, but we don't know it. The new album will be out sometime in the near future. And as I mentioned, JoJo won the Video Music Award at the MTV Award Show 2004 Best New Artist. Tell you what I'm going to do. That's a perfect tie-in now to take a look at last night's Video Music Awards. Here we are, 11 years later. And Taylor Swift was the big winner and the big nominee. She had 9 nominations last night. And she got the biggest award of the evening, which was Video of the Year. So if you got an award that you want to win at a video music award show, it's the Video of the Year. So congratulations to Taylor Swift for Bad Blood. And Best Male Video went to Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson for Uptown Funk. Best Female Video, Taylor Swift for Blank Space. The Best Hip-Hop Video was Anaconda, Nicki Minaj. And as I mentioned a little while ago, Nicki was quite upset she wasn't in the Best Video category. She was limited to Best Hip-Hop Video. She felt she was much bigger than that. But congratulations to her on that win. Best Pop Video, Blank Space, Taylor Swift. Best Rock Video, Uma Thurman, Fall Out Boy. The artist to watch is Fetty Wap. And his song Trap Queen has made him a superstar. And we're going to hear Fetty Wap, Trap Queen, this hour. Best collaboration, Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, Bad Blood, Video with a Social Message, Big Sean, Kanye West, John Legend, and One Man Can Change the World. The Song of the Summer. I'm so disappointed my good friends in Fifth Harmony did not win. So disappointed. But 5 Seconds of Summer won with She's Kinda Hot, which is the Song of the Summer. So congratulations to all of the winners and everyone who was nominated and all the lovely ladies who looked so hot last night. All the different clothes. Wow. Okay, Harun Asifa wants me to play this for everybody in Ethiopia. This is August Alsina featuring Nicki Minaj, and the song is No Love.
August.
თავისუფლება FM 107.4
რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
ყოველ დღე 22 საათსა და 5 წუთზე გთავაზობთ 9:00-საათიან სომხურ პროგრამას
ამენორ თბილისი ჟამანაკოვ 22:05-ից მინჩევ 22:30-ը ძეზ ենք առաջարկում ազատություն ռադիոկայանի հայկական ծառայության պատրաստած հաղորդումը
լսեք մեզ 107.4 հաճախականությամբ
գույս մինետ ყოველ დღე FM 107.4 რადიო თავისუფლება
town, your niggas know you feel her. Feel her.
So what you want, baby?
All I want is you. So what you trying to do? Pop a couple pants with a women like me. Loving ain't the same with a women like me. You used to them, but ain't no loving me. I hear what you would say, and girl, it's clear to see. You should just drink.
Hey, this is Chris Daughtry from the band Daughtry, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
I'm 10 miles from town, and I just broke down, spitting out smoke on the side of the road. I'm out here alone, just trying to get home. To tell you I was wrong, but you already know. Believe me, it won't stop at nothing. To see you, so I've started running. All that I'm after is a life full of laughter. As long as I'm laughing with you, I'm thinking that all that still matters is love ever after. After the life we've been through, we talked the night that I walked, burns like an iron in the back of my mind. I must have been high to say you and I weren't meant to be and just wasting my time. Oh, why did I ever doubt you? You know I would die here without you. All that I'm after is a life full of laughter. As long as I'm laughing with you, I'm thinking that all that still matters is love and laughter. After the life we've been through, 'cause I know there's no life after you. You and I are right or wrong, there's no other one. After this time I spend alone, there's a life full of laughter. Without you, God knows what I'd do. Yeah, all that I'm after is a life full of laughter. As long as I'm laughing with you, I'm thinking that all that still matters is love and laughter. After the life we've been through,
Crossings, Daughtry, from American Idol, and that is Life After You, a request from Andulalem Inkosa, who's tuned into our show. Adam McNeil checked in from Melbourne, Australia. Hello, Adam, and hello to all of the roos, the kangaroos that are hopping around down under in Melbourne and all around Australia land, Aussie land. Let's see. Adam listens to us on 88.9 FM, Win FM, and they are in Melbourne, tuned into the show today. So hello, everybody. Good day. And so I'm looking forward to Dancing with the Stars, because the croc hunter's daughter, Bindi, will be on Dancing with the Stars. Now, we saw her when her dad passed away. Tragically, he had a stingray pierce his heart. What a tragic way to go. And so the croc hunter died, and his daughter was just a little girl, just an itty-bitty little girl. And now she's not a little itty-bitty girl anymore. She's a teenager, and she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars in just a couple of weeks here in the U.S. And I'm looking forward to seeing Bindi dance. All right. We welcome you to Border Crossings. Josh Ogbar checked in from Nigeria. We're glad to have you with us. I also got messages from Yar Alec. Edwina is with us. Tazita Johannes, J.C. Saul, Ningango Eli Khan, Tesfe Ngusi, Afawork Johannes, Ian Scheit. Hello, Ian. Kebegbag Moj. Aman Hussein, BK Lionel Brown, all of those folks are tuned in to Border Crossing. Speaking of Lionel, we got a song from Lionel. This is a different Lionel. It's Lionel Richie for Josh and for everybody in Nigeria. This is called Just For You on Border Crossings.
It's your boy Chris Brown, and right now y'all checking out Border Crossings.
Baby, let's cut
Crossings. Love that lady, Rita Ora. And featuring Chris Brown, the new song from Rita Ora's upcoming new album, Body on Me, is the song, which is now out. The album's not out, but the song is. That's a request from Tahia Mac Trizzle on Border Crossings. Love that song. Love Rita Ora. I had a chance to meet her last year, and she was part of the Jingle Ball, the iHeart Jingle Ball here in D.C., and I spoke to her briefly. She wasn't doing any interviews, but she was, you know, just walked by on the red carpet. We took a photo and had a chance to chat. And a lovely young lady. Lovely, lovely young lady. And the rumor is now in the Sun News in London that she's dating Wiz Khalifa. But so far, nobody's confirmed that. She once dated Calvin Harris. And, of course, she's won a lot of awards for her duet with Iggy Azalea, Black Widow. But now Rita's getting ready to make a splash with her own music. And she made an appearance in the film Southpaw. She played this guy's girlfriend or wife. I'm not sure which it was, but I saw the film, and they made her look terrible. She is an absolutely beautiful girl, but they made her look like a drug addict, taking care of little kids. You know, when Jake Gyllenhaal's character went to the door looking for this guy that shot and killed his wife, he wasn't there, but she opened the door, and she was there and talked to him, and she just kind of was out of it. She was on something. Her character was, anyway. And she also made an appearance in 50 Shades of Grey. And she's going to be in 50 Shades of Grey 2 the new one when it comes out. I want to say hello to Joseph Gabetti, who's in Nigeria, and they're celebrating the birth of his five-year-old son, Azaria, today. So happy birthday to little Azaria, who might be listening to Border Crossings right now in Nigeria. Clement is listening in Nigeria. Wesley Ballin checked in. Jane Stiles, Kaya Rawlings, and Emmanuel all said hello at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And you can say hello to us as well. You can also call 202-619-2077 to make a request and dedication if you'd like. It's 202-619-2077, our studio phone number to call in and make your requests. The last day of August, and it's also the first day of school. I sent both of my kiddies out to school today. And two totally ends of the spectrum, two totally different. He's going into first grade. She's going into 11th grade in high school. Very different worlds. But nonetheless, off they went today, along with all the other kids in the state of Maryland who went to school today. All right. Gabego Raspe Prosper requested this next song from Britney Spears. And this is called Lucky, one of Britney's earlier hits on Border Crossings.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky. Early morning, she wakes up. Knock, knock, knock on the door. It's time for makeup. Perfect smile. It's you it all.
Yeah. 1738. I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since you're pretty, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my trap queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just had a go, talking matching Lambos. A 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her, how she work the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. And I get home with my baby, baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby guy. And I get robbed with my baby, baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies. Cause all we know is bands, I just might snatch a Ferrari. And buy my boo a lamb, I just might snatch a Renekton. Let's drop a couple on the ring. She ain't wantin' for nothing because I got her everything. It's been too rough in the band, though. Remind me where I can't go. When the boys got the stand, though. Call it how little bands, though. Boy, how fucking your bands go. Fetty rub a million 50,000 K. How I stand, though. If you take up on my pockets, I'm like. She cook the pies with my baby, yeah. And I get robbed with my baby, baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I get robbed with my baby, baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies. I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since you're pretty. Soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch up for them bands go. We just had it though, talking matching Lambos. 56 a gram, 500 grand though. Man, I swear I love her, how she work the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just calling fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never let go. I be smoking dope, you know backwards what I roll. When me boy Fetty eating shit up, that's for show. I run in your house, then I fuck your hoe.
Yeah, you hear my voice sounding like a zillion bucks on a track. I got whatever on my boy, whatever. Put your money where your mouth is. Money on the wood make the game go good. Money out of sight cause fights. Put up a shut up, huh? Nip the grit. RGF Productions.
Border Crossings. Trap Queen, which has been viewed 211 million times on YouTube so far. Fetty Wap, who's on tour with Chris Brown. He was nominated for 3 MTV Video Music Awards last night. He went home with the Artist to Watch Video Award. Now, apparently 211 million people are doing just that. Fetty Wap. That is a request from Solomon A. Tshetu Asfa, who's in Ethiopia, and tuned into Shegar FM 102.1, just like Mekuwanint Legesi, who's in Ethiopia as well. And Fetty Wap makes an appearance on the new Natalie LaRose song, which is Around the World. And we'll be hearing from Natalie LaRose. She'll join us on Border Crossings in the very near future. All right, we got one more song to close us out. Here's a request for Grace Mbewa from Kenya. Hello, Grace. This is the Jacksons' Shake Your Body on Down to the Ground.
Shake your body down to the ground, let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground, let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground.
to the ground, let's dance. Let's shout, shout. Shake your body now to the ground, let's dance. Let's shout, shout. Shake your body now to the ground. Just something to get closer to your soul, and you do know that I want you. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground.
Jackson Jackson's and shake your body down to the ground. Michael Jackson would have turned 57 on Saturday, and his family celebrated in his memory and posted.
Radio Თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ყოველ დღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის პირველ საათზე გთავაზობთ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამებს.
Говорит Радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ყოველ დღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radio თავისუფლება.gr.